The word is placenta. That's the word. The word is placenta. Placenta.
This is the Grapes of Rat, show number 29. Jumping jacks and all. I'm Ben Parsons. Hello, Aaron Mason.
Woo!
Thank you for having me into your basement, Studio B.
You're welcome, sir.
For this recording of The Grapes of Rad. Maybe you found us on iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe you found us at grapesofrad.com. Now fully functional. Now fully operational. If it was the Death Star, it could blow your shit up.
All is wrong! Was it Alderaan?
I believe so.
Yes,
I believe so. Listener, we've got a lot of good stuff straight ahead of you.
Straight!
This evening. It's evening for us. Maybe it's morning for you. Doesn't matter. It's fine. Maybe you're eating breakfast. I don't know. It's okay.
We record in the fourth dimension. We are independent of time.
That is exactly right.
We are like the Trafalmadorians.
That's exactly right.
Google that shit.
We've got some vocab / Prozac. It's a combo this week.
That's almost too much for me.
It's like pizza bagels.
It's pizza and it's a bagel. It's a pizza bagel.
Video Prozac and vocabulary. Vocrasbulary.
It sounds like an Ocean Spray flavor.
Shelton Story. Current news. A wad of That's Messed Up. A wad of That's Messed Up the size of the ball of toilet paper that jams up your toilet sometimes when you use too much.
Aww. And also, this week, the Stoner Nation is celebrating the high holy holiday that we've come to know and love. It's 420.
Bartender William will be joining us again.
That's right.
He's back.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's back like a heart attack.
He's kicking it white trash style this week.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting.
It's good to have him back.
It is.
I feel like
he
raises the culture of the show a little bit. Well, except for it's white trash this
week. He's a good dude. Well, yeah. He's a good dude. He was really busy with school. Which is why he was absent.
Yeah, yeah.
You are in school.
True enough.
How's that working out for you?
True enough. It's like, you know that, I don't know. Tell me if you know that feeling. When you exercise and you're like.
No.
You know the, okay, listener. Help me out here, listener. You know that good feeling, the endorphin feeling that you get when you exercise or maybe after you're done exercising, and you're like, oh man, I feel great. I should do this more. Like, I got to do this more regularly. It's like that. For my mind. It's like brain exercise. Because for the first time in my life, I have teachers who are actually good at what they're doing.
What is
I'm
that
serious.
Like?
First time in my life.
Wow.
I'm 31, dude.
You're a child of the Shelton public educational system.
I've had a few decent teachers. Like, I've had teachers who cared about me. That's good.
Yes.
I've never had teachers who were actually, like... Getting the content across well. It's remarkable. I'm in math class going, oh yeah, I'm totally learning. Like every other math class I've had to basically make it up myself because nothing that's being communicated makes any goddamn sense.
Dude, I've had teachers that have been like retarded. And I mean stupid. Stupid. Math teachers who couldn't do basic math. I had a math professor that couldn't add a 3-digit number and a 3-digit number. I've had teachers that I couldn't understand, and not because this was like physics and they were Chinese and it was some sort of like high level. No, we just couldn't understand what the hell she was saying.
It was English.
I had a teacher in junior high who pronounced the A sound, like the A sound, if you were going to say like cat, as an E. So she'd be like a keet. And she, like, in math, that's kind of common because we in junior high are eating and subtracting fractions. Dude.
What?
We're like, where the fuck are you from? And she's like, I'm from here.
What?
Like, no, no, you're not.
What?
You are an alien.
We have figured you out. Oh, dude. Dude. Let me tell you about something that I came up with this week.
Please do.
I believe it was on my way home from school.
Mm-hmm.
After my brain had been aroused and was in its enlarged state. Extended to me from the universe.
Yes.
Into my consciousness was this idea.
That's very 420.
For a new sport.
I'm listening.
I'm not sure about the name, but for now, I'm calling it Public Roadway Demolition Derby. And
sold.
Here is how it is played. You take your crappy old car. I have an 82 Camry, I think it is. Super old.
That's
super,
older than my wife, dude.
Super crappy. You put a plastic orange cone on the roof.
Uh-huh.
With duct tape or something.
Uh-huh.
If your car has a plastic orange cone on it, it is in the game. If it's in the game, your objective is to destroy that car your car that has a plastic orange cone on it.
Oh, my God.
So the only people who are playing are the orange cone cars, and they are out to take each other out on the roadways.
This is, and I'm not exaggerating, this is the best idea I've ever heard.
Dude, how awesome would it be if you're like, driving to get some groceries,
dude.
and then you see this guy pull up at a red light, and you're like, look out, it's on, bitch!
Yeah!
Kabam!
I know so many people who drive shitty cars who would be down with that.
I mean, no, there's no suing, there's no insurance.
I would buy
there's
a
no,
car.
Yeah,
for
oh,
like,
yeah.
I'd spend
oh, yeah.
like $400 oh, yeah. on a beater.
I would buy a full-face helmet and a 5-point harness. That's what I would do, because I don't want to get dead.
I would buy a Jeep and spikes and oil slicks and some sort of a cannon device.
I don't believe that you can actually shoot. I mean, I'm not sure about the rules yet, but I'm pretty sure there's no shooting.
Okay, okay. We'll need to draft some rules.
The car is the weapon.
Okay, all right.
And
spikes?
That means that probably people are going to want to get the hugest cars possible.
Mm-hmm.
But let's remember, if you're driving a crappy old Bronco, I might be able to evade you on the streets of Seattle in my Camry.
if we get
off-road, I'm done. You know?
I would fill a trunk full of, like, tacks or marbles.
Dude.
And just pop that shit.
Dude, my trunk is full of construction tools. Like, I could jump out and just wail on your car with a sledgehammer. Can you imagine? You ram into somebody from behind and then jump out and just start sledgehammering their car.
You see what happens?
Everyone, can you imagine like
pedestrians? You see what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
The people, like, just panicking and calling the police, like...
And the police show up, like, would you like to press charges?
We're both
no.
Just like, no.
He got me.
It's cool. Oh, I mean, you gotta pay for towing, so it might be good if we had a deal with the tow truck company, like, look, we will provide you with
sponsorships,
50 cars per week, but you can only charge us $25 a car, okay?
Love that.
And it doesn't matter if you tow them right or not, because they're all going to be pieces of crap.
Loser pays, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to pay for your
own.
Okay.
It's your own car. You know.
I'm so down with that.
Put some steel bumpers on there.
That's a great idea.
Yes, dude. Take out all the windows.
Oh.
Just open... Johnny Knoxville style is what I'm saying. I think this may have evolved out of another idea I had, which was a demolition derby, but with school buses, like in an enclosed area, like monster truck rally.
Oh, they roll like that.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
I didn't make that. I mean, shoot. They do school bus demolition derbies?
Yes. We got to go to a demolition derby sometime.
Damn it.
We have to white trash it.
I knew that they did cars and stuff.
No, they do buses and like RVs. And they have somewhere, they have trailers. So you have to be towing like a caravan.
I had no idea.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that is why we need public roadway demolition derby.
Oh, that's good.
We need I'm going to go ahead and stay off the freeway if the orange cone is on top of my car. I'm going to be taking the surface streets.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be getting up on top of Aurora.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm going to sneak up on your ass and I will take you out. I love the visual that I have right now of like T-boning somebody and then like their car's still sort of working. Yeah. So you get out and just start slashing the tires or something.
My favorite, what I'm imagining is some dude just being like bummed out, like shitty day at work. He's just like, ugh, like I hate my job. I hate my life. And he stopped at a light and across the intersection rolls some car who didn't see him with a cone on their, and it's just game on, game on. That's fantastic.
Oh, dude. There could be a maximum like monetary value. Like your car cannot be worth more than $1,000.
Oh no, fuck that. If you have a cone, if you're driving a Lotus and you got a cone on it, I am T-boning you.
I don't want some dude rolling up in like a Hummer. Like with like armor plating. You know what I'm saying? Come on. We'll gang up on you.
Weight limit.
Ludacris?
Weight limit.
Are you listening, Ludacris? We will gang up on you. You think you're all tough in your Hummer? No.
Cadillac grills.
Cadillac mills. Check out the oil my Cadillac spills. Matter of fact, candy paint Cadillac's kill. So check out the holes my Cadillac fills. 20 inch wide, 20 inch high. Hold on to like my 20 inch ride. 20 inch thighs make 20 inch eyes. Hoping for American 20 inch pies. Pretty ass clothes, pretty ass toes. Oh, how I love these pretty ass hoes. Pretty ass high class, anything goes. Catch them in the club.
Dude, this really makes me want to play that 911 call involving the bar stool.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it's related.
I'm down
I feel like
that.
We're
on a path?
We're on point. We're streaming towards infinity or something.
And beyond.
So, this week's vocab / video Prozac, there will be a link at grapesofrad.com to the video. And this has got pictures of this thing and everything. So I'm not going to describe it too much.
I'm putting up a vocab page too, everybody.
Is listen to this 911 call. It is outstanding.
It's a bar stool on wheels. Bar stool racers are apparently the latest craze in transportation. But Kyle Weigel found out they can be dangerous.
911.
I had a friend here that wrecked a bar stool. Hit the pavement with his head.
Okay, but he fell just from the bar stool?
No. We was riding the bar stool.
Okay.
Motorized bar stool.
Okay.
Was that the first time you had ever crashed one?
Yeah.
How did it crash?
I honestly don't know.
According to this police diagram, Kyle, the stick figure, crashed his motorized bar stool when he tried to turn it. Officers believe he was drunk. Now he's charged with a DUI.
No, I was not drunk when I wrecked it.
New York Police Emergency.
We're sending a squad over there for a gentleman who wrecked him a motorized bar stool and one head laceration. He's got alcohol on board.
All right.
Actually, I drank quite a bit after I wrecked. Because my head hurt so bad, and I went in and I drank a half a bottle of whiskey.
What do your friends think about it when you tell them the story?
Oh, they all got a big laugh out of it.
I said, I can't believe this.
What we have here is a new Fast and Furious type culture going on where these hicks are taking lawnmower engines and like stripping them down and putting bar stools on them and then racing around on them.
Damn it, dude.
And this dude wrecked on one and his friend calls the cops and is like, my friend just, he wrecked on his bar stool.
And oh, he fell off the bar stool and he hit his head on the ground?
Well, not exactly. It's a motorized bar stool.
We strapped a fucking motor to a chair.
You guys got to see this video. The link is going to be on the site. Hopefully the video will be on the site.
Mm.
This is why I can't. There's a number of jobs that I will be unable to perform due to my inability to withhold laughter. Because when you're a 911 operator and someone's like, oh yeah, my friend he cracked his head open driving a motorized bar stool. How do you not go,
Excuse me?
A what now?
You know what? Huh? I think I'd just hang up. Or I'd be like... How do you not lose it? I don't know. I don't know. Because the other one, the next video... Video Prozac. So let's stitch this all together.
Okay.
The vocab is barstool. So if somebody completely wrecks something, then you just say they barstooled it, right?
Okay.
So like, oh, I had to work on this paper, you know, and I stayed up really late, but I totally barstooled it. Like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like for messed up. What do you think?
To me, it sounds maybe more like jerry-rigging something, like making something unsafe and ridiculous.
okay.
Like perform, like,
ooh, that's better.
Performance enhancements to something that doesn't deserve performance enhancements, perhaps.
And like, it's really a de-hancement. Like, now it doesn't cut grass anymore. It just wrecks your
Nor
life.
Nor does it sit there like a stool should.
So if you modify something to an extreme and dangerous level.
I think redneck modification, like something that would
perfect.
Be...
That's it.
That's barstooling.
That is the vocab. So if you, for example, have a 4x4 pickup truck, which is so high off the ground that you have to stand on a bar stool to get into it, you have barstooled it.
That's beautiful. Technically, that's using the word in the definition, so I don't know how the dictionary people would like that.
Because my first video, Prozac, is sort of a vocab, I have another video, Prozac.
Mm.
It's a police video from the cruiser cam of a dude who is drunk driving. These are always great. You guys know I like the drunks and the driving.
You do.
As long as no one gets hurt. Check out this video. A Pflugerville man is arrested for driving home a piece of construction equipment, police say, while intoxicated. News first reported this in October. Now Pflugerville police are releasing the video, which you can see at Grapes of Red.
Oh, I'm excited.
A patrol officer spotted the road roller at 4 in the morning driving down Emanuel Street. Quote, the vehicle was actually weaving.
What?
There were no... You can see it.
You're talking about the big, giant roller.
A compactor, dude. A steamroller. Drunk driving, going like
weaving,
like it's going 1 mile an hour, and the guy cannot drive it straight. And the cops, at first, the cops think that it's a construction project because it's 4 a.m. and there's a compactor driving down. But its lights are off. There's no lights.
Whoa.
There's no flaggers.
Whoa.
And they're like, he's weaving. He's drunk driving a steamroller, which is one of the scariest things
Whoa.
I can think of.
Whoa.
Oh, dude, the driver, 32-year-old Ronald Howell, told the officer he was walking from Players Nightclub. He took the Dynapack vibrator roller from a construction site and started driving it home. The officer smelled alcohol on his person, McLean said.
No shit.
Howell was given a series of sobriety tests, which police say he failed. He was arrested for DWI. Driving with an invalid license, and felony theft for
Jesus.
Stealing the roller, valued at 180 Gs.
I swear to God.
When the officer was talking to him, the only explanation he could get was that it was cold outside. He's driving because it was cold outside. Another job I could never have, because as a cop, when you pull up behind a dude driving down the road, drunk on a steamroller, how do you not just... either shoot him or laugh until you piss yourself.
Time out. He can walk faster than this thing can move.
Well, apparently it was keeping him warm.
Why? Seriously?
Dude, you gotta see the video. Drunk steamroller.
I'm excited. I'm gonna have to
going
share that
down
video.
Up in here.
Dude, I got some pros. I got some Prozac.
Dude, I have to take a Shatner.
Do you really?
Sorry. Keep going.
We'll be back right after these words. Voicemail. Grapes are rad. Grapes are rad. Call us up. Hit
use a mess.
Digits, digits.
Tell Zach's messed up.
6 4 6 4 6 2 4 1 6 1
Hit me with it one more time. I don't know if I can remember all that. One more time. Say
6 4 6 4 6 2 4 1 6 1
Ooh.
6 4 6 4 6 2 4 1 6 1
Get into this last month.
6 4 6 4 6 2 4 1 6 1 6 4 6 4 6 2 4 1 6 1 Extension 03779
Ask your parents first.
Extension 03779
Must be 18 year old.
Extension 03779 Extension 03779 Voicemail.
Call the voicemail, baby.
Grapes are rad.
Hit us up, let us know where you is.
646 462
Them the digits.
4161
Them the digits.
And your drop
dial
code.
Dial on your cell phone. Program.
03779
Insert a space. Insert dial the extension automatically.
Automatically.
I'm back.
How was it?
I'm all right.
Good.
You know how when you're getting right up to like the red line on the holding in of the deuce and your ass starts to sweat? I was in the sweating zone.
Yeah, you gotta take care of that one. Yeah. Dude, I had some awful Friday we recorded last week and I was kinda like, but I'm okay. No problems.
Not feeling too great.
Saturday I wake up and I'm just all achy and I don't know what's going on. And I told William, the bartender, that I would help him move.
All right.
From one apartment to another in the same building on the same floor.
Oh, it was the same floor?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same floor.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
Other side of the building, though, his view is kick-ass.
That's what I hear.
Now. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. Anywho, he needed help moving some of the big stuff, so I went over there. It was just achy. Like, I couldn't really eat that day. I didn't know what was going on. And I wake up Sunday, and I'm like, I'm okay, but no big deal. And then I just start getting the shits. Like this isn't cool. What's going on? And Megan hops on the WebMD and puts in all my symptoms. And WebMD tells me I have gallstones.
Bad idea.
I'm like, that's not cool. Those aren't the ones that hurt, right? I'm like, no. They're not kidney stones.
Not the kidney stones.
Kidney stones are the worst. Gallstones, apparently, they chill in your gallbladder, which I don't know what that does. And every once in a while, you get this resurgence. You just get like spells, you know?
Oh.
Which, by the way, after your story last week, every time I take a piss, I'm like, don't pass out. Don't pass out. Don't pass out. Ruin my life.
I got another peeing story now. This week.
Do you?
If it fits.
Yeah. Hit me. What do you got?
I thought you had Prozac, dude.
I do, but I can...
Here's the thing. We had a listener call about with his prescription for how to take a whiz in a public urinal if you get pee shy.
Ooh, yes, back. That's right.
I believe we played this voicemail.
We did.
I'm going back there. As I have started school this week, I have had to take whizzes in the school. Usually, I'm totally fine with it. No problem. Ladies, you may or may not understand this. Maybe you've been in prison, so you've had to pee in front of others. But if you have, you've been sitting, so it's probably going to be easier. Here's the thing. I've found that as a dude using a urinal, there's an equation for the difficulty of the pee shyness.
Okay.
And the variable in the equation is the distance the urinal sticks out from the wall. Now, there are a lot of
Definitely in math class now. I just want to point that out.
A lot of different types of urinals. The easiest to pee into are the kind that go down the wall that you can basically stand on top of because they go like right into the floor.
I love the ones that go down to the floor. There's no splashback.
Now, then there's there's the ones that are up higher that are kind of like a, you know, like
the birdhouse.
A small, I call it. Mm-hmm. A small sink sticking out of the wall a few inches.
Yes.
Then there's these ones that are bizarre. That are like, it's like a toilet sticking out of the wall at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sticks 2 feet into the room. So, like, I'm standing, like, way out here from the wall. I'm trying to take a whiz, and it's just like, here's my junk. I'm trying to take a whiz. Here I am. So, what I have to do in this situation is I have to walk in, and I have to be like, it's totally cool. I'm fine.
Don't even worry about it. It
doesn't always work because the urinals at my school are like 24, 26 inches out.
That's insane.
From the wall. I could turn around and take a shit on the thing easier than I could take a pee in it. And it's super embarrassing, especially when it's like me and one other guy.
Right.
And like he's peeing and I'm like trying to pee. And it's obvious that I'm like failing.
Oh, like, oh yeah.
You can just hear like drip. And I'm like, like I really have to pee. And I'm like, think about water. Think about.
Oh.
And I'm like trying to do the 1, 2, 3, 4 song.
Margaret
I don't,
Thatcher naked on a cold day. Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day.
And I'm like, relaxing, relaxing. But it's not working because all I can hear is sucks. Drip, drip.
That sucks. I do not have that problem.
I usually don't either.
But it's lately, developed.
Yeah, I think
it's his back to school business.
I think it's the insecurity of being back at school. I'm afraid someone's going to beat me up in the bathroom.
I remember the summer before I went to the junior high. Summer before I entered 7th grade, the high school building, as I mentioned last week, was 7 through 12.
Yeah.
That was my junior high / high school. And I remember, I guess it was because of the anxiety about going to the high school, you know, it was kind of a big deal. I had this reoccurring dream where I was chased by Zool, the dog from the Ghostbusters.
That's awful.
In this giant, like, library. And then
wow,
I would get away from Zool, barely, and then I would be in the high school, which I was familiar with because I did, I was in a bunch of the plays when I was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew the building, and I got to this building, and Dr. Giggles would be there. Do you remember Dr. Giggles?
No clue.
So there are like these horror movies back in the 90s, like Candyman.
Oh, okay. I've heard of I don't think I ever saw it. But,
like he had this laugh. And anyway, Dr. Giggles would be chasing me in the hallways. And he was slow, but I'd turn the corner and he'd be there. Yeah. So like, you couldn't outrun him.
That's rough.
And those reoccur like several times I had that dream, which I guess I attribute to the stress of coming into a new place. But
when
I must have watched a lot of movies when I was a kid because...
When I went from grade school to middle school, they decided to do a little experiment. And they decided, instead of middle school just being 7th and 8th graders, let's pull all the 6th graders in there too. And guess which grade I was in? 6th. So all the 7th and 8th graders who were sure they were going to be like off separate from the kids finally had all the 6th graders, joining them. Only I went to this poor ass school. So of course, half of the learning is taking place in these portable classroom, like mobile home shitbox trailers with like plywood nailed to the outsides. Like the windows are being held in by like a coat hanger.
Dude,
and foil.
When we went to when William and I went to Shelton a few weeks ago, I hadn't been there in a while, especially like downtown in quotes. The juvie?
Oh yeah.
Have you seen the juvenile hall? It's trailers
Security?
Set up with like a fence around it. Downtown. Like, are you getting groceries? No, I'm going to visit my daughter.
Right across the street from, basically from the Safeway.
Insane.
It's so, the thing is that they know it's sort of like Alcatraz in that if anyone gets out, where are they going to come? Dude. I will hold on to my Shelton story.
Okay. Very well.
Please present your video Prozac to make me feel better about myself.
Two things. One. Listener Zach, not Zach the Alpha Poet, another Zach, sends me emails with links to these commercials on YouTube. Did you get that?
He sent me one.
We're going to put them up in the links section of grapesarad.com on the links page. They are Miller High Life commercials.
Yeah.
I just said that like Yiddish. High Life. L'chaim. And... Dude, they're the greatest ads ever. They're short and they're like ultra manly. Like they're just, it's awesome. It talks about routers. There's one just about the router,
really?
The tool, and it's just about how awesome it is. And then at the end, they're like, High Life. Yes, I will drink your beer because routers are the greatest tools in the world.
They are pretty cool.
People who put citrus in their drinks, like maybe a wedge and like a Hefeweizen or something.
Back in the day, pirates knew that citrus fruit prevented scurvy. Are you worried about scurvy? Like, no. So why do you have citrus in your beer? High Life.
I never have put a lemon in my High Life.
They're great.
He sent me one about a
High Life's
hot dog or sausages or some kind of.
I don't remember. I don't think I saw that product. One. Sounds excellent.
Zaxcellent.
I think so.
So that's just kind of fun little. If you want to check out the commercials, they're on YouTube. They're just funny little ditties for totally. The boys out there.
Totally.
For everybody, we have a very talented listener in California. His name is Tim. And Tim posted a video. He made a short little film.
Oh, really?
Featuring music by Ben Parsons.
Oh, I didn't know he posted it.
Yeah, it's called The Dreamer. It's up now. We'll have a link to it. And it's great. It's really cool. I think everybody should check it out. I think it's like 6 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes or something. It's about this girl, and she has this dream, and kind of weird stuff happens, and like, it's great.
Wow.
And it's set to one of your songs.
Dig it.
Ben. So you can get a twofer. You can see what the listeners are filming, and you can listen to some fine tunes by the talented Ben Parsons.
I think, well, I'm not sure because I haven't actually seen it, but he had me send him a stripped down version of one of my tracks with like a bunch of parts taken out of it. Yes.
That's the one.
Dude. Are you ready for the Shelton story?
We were in Shelton once. Using the restroom at the gas station. Yeah. So we're there. We're waiting outside it. And these guys in this big truck pulled up and they said, "You boys are in Shelton, so beware."
So this is show number 3 in a row where my dad is being mentioned.
Yes!
My dad is the central figure of the Shelton story, and he is, he may be quintessentially Shelton, except for that he is a highly educated and highly intelligent man.
He certainly is. Doesn't he have a degree in like Russian lit? Isn't that, or he studied it or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, well, he was an English lit major, but he had a bunch of, he was really into the Russian stuff.
Ray, we got to talk. We got to talk, man.
He can talk some Russian authors.
I'm big into Dostoevsky.
So one night, here's the setting.
Okay.
There is a sort of summer camping home community outside of Agate, which is outside of Shelton, which is called Timberlakes.
God.
Timberlakes has two big signposts at the entrance, and it sort of has a mascot, which is a raccoon who is holding some fish that he's caught out of the lake.
Okay.
So think like 1950s kind of cartoonery.
I'm picturing Ranger Rick now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And the idea of Timberlakes is that you live somewhere, say Tacoma, but you want to get out to nature for the summer. You want to take the kids swimming. You want to go fishing.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
So you go down to your summer cabin,
okay.
Or maybe you go out there on the weekend when it's snowing and you want to be out in the snow for Christmas. Well, or if you're just super poor, you just live there.
Oh.
Because like the land and the houses are super cheap because they're like cabins that people live in.
Wow.
So we lived in a chalet, which is basically a big cabin.
Wait. They like church up cabin and call it chalet?
Well, it's pretty much.
Joe Dirtay?
It wasn't like made of logs, but it was
okay.
Not nice.
Yeah. All right.
My dad made it better than it was. Anyway, my brother and I slept in the attic loft thing. And one night, we both woke up like, we were looking at each other and we're like, what was that? I'm like, oh, I don't know. So we pulled it back to sleep.
Okay.
Next morning, wake up. My dad's like, did you guys hear that last night? And I'm like, yeah, what was that? Like, what was going on? Well, that dog was getting into our trash again. And if you don't live in an area where this happens, it's awful. dogs will knock over your trash cans, and unless they're like bungee corded on, they will spread trash all over your yard.
Right.
And you have to like collect it all.
Rascals.
So this dog had been doing this, and my dad had been going out every morning collecting the trash, like,
and just slow burning
volcano of rage.
Oh, I can feel it
building.
Yes.
So let me tell you what happened. My dad hears the cans tip over. My dad gets up out of bed, opens the window about 2 inches,
slowly and calmly,
a shotgun out the window, and the noise we heard was my dad blowing a dog away out his bedroom window with the shotty. But boom! The dog is like, brr! And it like drags its ass down to the street and dies in the ditch. And the redneck loggers who live next door to us come over in the morning and knock on the door. They're like, hey, Ray, that dog you shot last night is in the ditch, and you just might want to get it in case it belongs to somebody. And my dad's like, hey, I hope I didn't freak you guys out. It's just it was getting into our – and they're like, oh, no, don't worry. So my dad has – now here's the next great part to the story. My dad has to bury the dog somewhere because we don't know whose it is. It's like a stray or whatever.
Oh, God.
So he takes it into the backyard, and there just happens to be a giant pit dug in the backyard.
What?
Covered with a piece of plywood, because my brother and I have spent like months digging out a giant army pit thing to play in. Like we would climb in there and throw pine cones and stuff at each other. My dad dumps the dog carcass in the hole, fills it up with dirt, and is just like, boys, don't play back there anymore. He didn't even really know why. Okay, so like a few weeks/months later, we're like, hey, let's go play in the fort again.
Say why.
And we're just like, don't, why does it smell bad?
Don't play.
Why is there fur?
Oh my God.
Dude, shoddy out the window.
Don't play in the fort anymore.
Middle of the night, dude.
What?
Out the window, standing there in his drawers, like, boom!
Your dad is the coolest person ever.
So, damn. Shelton, we salute you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put up another link. Or you will. I'll give it to you. It's a post. Listener Seth brought to my attention another YouTube video about this guy in North Carolina. No TV, yeah. No phone, no nothing. The most accurate motherfucker,
yes,
I've ever seen, and with a slingshot.
Yes, dude.
And not like store-bought competition, like titanium alloy slingshot. Homeboy like whittles wood, attaches rubber to it, and like flips a coin in the air and hits it. It's insane.
I have never seen anything like this.
I'm glad you've seen
this. This guy is the king.
Like, he shot a bug off of a leaf, and he didn't hurt the leaf. Like, there was a beetle on his crop, and he shot it with a slingshot.
And he's, like, all super casual about it. Like,
yeah.
He'll just be like...
He doesn't even aim.
See that coffee can over there? It's, like, 40 feet away. He's just like...
Yeah!
The news guy that's interviewing him is like... Oh! Like, sort of intimidated and freaked out.
Yeah. I'm gonna put that up. That just reminded me of that.
Oh, man. Thank you, listener Seth.
Thank you very much, Seth.
Hey, bartender.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hey, Bartender. That's two hays in two sentences. I am here with William the Bartender. Hello, William.
What's up?
We got
Aaron,
very fun.
Real quick.
This week. Yes?
Can you make a song for me?
Can I make a song
I mean,
for
you did one for the number, like the digits for the show. You know, I'm just curious if you can make a...
Do you want like an intro theme or just a standalone song?
I mean, intro theme's fine.
Okay.
But, you know, right. I want an extended play version of that, of course.
I will get cracking.
All right.
What do you have for us this week, friend?
Let's do some white trash drinks. We just got back from Shelton, Washington.
A few weeks ago, chilling. Shelton,
yeah.
Doing it.
You know, I feel like oftentimes people talk about it like it's a theme park. Like, you go there to, like, experience it or whatever. Yeah. I have to say, genuinely, Aaron and I think, like, I can speak for you, we enjoy that place.
Absolutely.
It's not like a spectacle. It's not like, you know, freak show. Like, guy, you know, you go in and, like, this dude has, like... 10 extra digits, you know?
It's not like going to visit the Amish, where you just kind of point and laugh. It's not like that.
Right. Because that happens a lot. What most people don't realize is there's a large Amish community here in the Pacific Northwest.
Is there really?
No. No, dude.
So white trash.
White trash drinks. So we're going to give you just a rundown, a few white trash drinks. And we'll say white trash / working man's drink. You know,
like
we don't want to like make fun of this kind of stuff.
I like that.
Because it's, you know, whatever. So the quick rundown, of course, your Rainier, your Ole, your Hams,
your cheap ass.
Like, and when I say like cheap beer, I'm saying like Bud is kind of like classing it up too much, you know, like,
so you're talking like natty ice.
Yeah, you want natty ice, you want, Old Milwaukee, you know, like, yeah, that kind of stuff. So
Beast.
You know, that's the classic, the Beast. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was the worst drunk I've ever had. Down where I'm from in Loggingtown, everybody goes out to the woods to get shit faced drunk.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah, that was horrible.
That's wonderful. You got it. Do you
Boilermaker, Aaron. Boilermaker.
Shoot.
Come on. That's your jam there, buddy.
That is my jam. I make Boilermakers all the time. Because sometimes beer ain't enough.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes you want to pile up
the
alcohol content. And what better than a shot of Canadian whiskey?
Right in there. Just throw it on in.
In my PBR.
It's great.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to let you know, too, Bloody Marys.
Mm.
Kind of a working man. Like, of course, you have to do it, like, at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's got... Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, right. on your drive to the mill. you know, I mean, in reality, like, you get there at, like, 6, but, you know, that's a good one. I have a drink called the Jeremiah. For Jeremiah from Shelton.
Ooh.
It's where you're drinking a cheap beer. Actually, a stubby, if you have it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not, this isn't sexual.
a short bottle.
Drinking a short bottle, a stubby, while throwing a hatchet.
Oh.
That's called the Jeremiah. The Rob is drinking a cheap beer while shooting something. So, you know.
Maybe a domestic animal or two.
That's my tip of the hat to the Shelton boys.
I have a great recipe for a drink. Miller.
Is this
Miller
a real
Coors.
Drink?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're the people who make Sparks.
Right.
Which, if you are not familiar, is one of those alcoholic energy drinks.
Sure.
And there's talk of...
It's like the new Zima.
That's right. There's talk of, or they're actually going to discontinue making Sparks.
Right.
So the white trash and hipster community, because they all like the same things,
right,
went up in arms and said, oh my God, what are we going to do?
They're pissy.
There's no more Sparks.
Yeah, which the funny thing is, like, what do they do when they're up in arms? Like, white trash might shoot you. What do the hipsters do?
Wine.
Like, mope. I'm sorry.
I'm going to listen to sad music.
So here's what you do to make your own Sparks.
Okay.
DIY. Sparks. You get yourself a 40 of Old E, some Old English malt liquor.
Nice.
And you get a can of Red Bull.
All right.
You crack open the 40, you sip it down to the top of the label. And then you pour the Red Bull into the bottle of Old English.
All right.
And I'd say shake it up, but that could be disastrous.
No,
and then
I would
just drink
definitely
the hell
not.
Out of that thing.
Can you shotgun it? Oh, wait, it's glass.
It's glass.
Still,
shotgunning's a very white. That's a proud white trash tradition.
Oh yeah, dude, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to explain shotgunning for those who may not know?
Well, there's a few different ways to do it. Basically, it's just taking a can, popping a hole in the bottom of it, and then putting it up to your mouth, and then open it up and suck it down.
Let gravity do the rest.
Let gravity do the rest.
Love it.
It's like a beer bong, but in a can. Beer bongs. That's white.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's fratsy. That's a little more fratsy.
I don't know. John Williams' bachelor party down in Shelton. We're out in the backwoods. Lots of
beer bongs.
Yeah, lots
happening.
Of beer bongs. Actually, that night, P.S., apology to Rob. Listener Rob. I had to be the DD, and he got really trashed. So on the ride back through the woods, I purposely made him throw up.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he was like way too drunk, and he was like leaning forward in the passenger seat, and I was just kind of like, "You fucker! Like you're having a lot of fun. I'm not." So I totally was pissed. So I turned the heat directly on his face, which because he's leaning against the dash, and I turned it on full blast, and then I took all the turns and smacked his head against the window every time I had to pull over the car, and he opened it up and puked out the side. So, Rob, if you're listening, sorry about that.
William will be here all week. Don't forget to tip him. We'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
When we'll cover some other wonderful topic related to the world of alcohol. A good night.
Good night.
Thanks a lot, Will. Good to have you back, my man.
My man in Amsterdam.
Have you been to Amsterdam with him, or...
No, not with him.
Different thing. Listener, listen up. If you like the show, and I'm guessing you do because we're like, how far are we in right now?
Minute-wise?
45?
Yeah.
45-ish?
45, 45 and a half.
You're down. Here's what you do. Tell a friend. That person that you're thinking of, that maybe it was their birthday a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And you don't know what to get them. You don't want to buy them something. Because what do they really need? Here's what they need. They need this podcast. They need the Grapes of Wrath.
Who knew you had acting chops?
After you tell them about it, tell them to subscribe and write a review on iTunes.
iTunes, as the Brits would say. iTunes.
Do you like six?
Speaking of British people, have you seen that video that like is everywhere right now of that Scottish broad on Britain's Got Talent? Have you seen this?
No.
I know you live under a rock, so there's a chance you haven't.
Rabbit ears.
I guess the show was on Saturday, and there's already 20, like this week, there were 20 million hits on Whoa. YouTube. Like, it's intense now, right? This chick, Susan Boyle, real odd looking, 47, I think she is. She's 47 years old, never been kissed, lives at home with a cat. And she comes out real awkward. And Britain's Got Talent, if you've seen America's Got Talent, I mean, it's the same thing. With
snarkier.
That Pierce dude and Simon Cowell and then some broad.
It's the same people?
Kinda.
Weird.
One of the dudes. Simon's not on the American version. But anywho.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this chick comes out and everybody just kind of starts laughing. Because she's kind of awkward and she kind of flubs up some question. They ask her a question and she like... couldn't remember the word village, like where she lived. Like, so everybody's just like, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be awesome.
Awesome.
And she starts singing this song from Les Miserables. And people just like to their feet, just clapping. Wow. And they're like, oh my God, like this movie, you're so great. And like the judges are like, I thought the chick was going to cry. And the dude was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen on the show.
Wow.
Like, my most enthusiastic yes ever. And people are flipping out, right? Here's the deal. I don't think she was that good.
Oh.
Like, people are saying
the
she was amazing.
The audience responded,
everybody was saying is that she's amazing. Like, this voice, how incredible, how amazing. Guys, and I know some listeners I saw were, you know... pimping this video on Twitter and around the internet. So I know listeners have seen this and think what apparently everyone is thinking, that this girl, I half think I'm crazy because I'm not into it, but I don't think she's that good.
I can't think of what that actually sounds like right now. It's kind of opera-esque, or is it like...
I dreamed a dream of me before. The song is a beautiful song.
It wasn't in French.
Mm-mm.
So it's just kind of a musical, a song from a musical.
It's a song from a musical. Okay. Now, I did a lot of theater growing up, and
yeah.
Les Miserables is, if you were to ask me what my favorite was, that would be it.
Yeah.
The story is incredible, but besides that, the music is beautiful. It's a great, great song that she sang, but it didn't have to do with how she sang it. It's a moving, beautiful song.
Oh.
And she hit some high notes,
uh-huh.
but like her lower register wasn't there at all. Like I don't know what people are hearing. You guys are going to have to call in and explain this to me or leave a comment on the webpage or something. But I'm not hearing it.
I wonder if they just wanted to be stoked for her because she was like decent and ugly.
Well, that's exactly what I think, because last year, I think it was last year or the year before, there was this dude on the same show. His name was Paul Potts. He was into mass genocide. He was a cell phone salesman. And he was just this big, fat, schlubby dude. And same deal. He comes out and everybody's like, yeah, whatever. Like, he's kind of awkward. And he busts out this aria and he was outstanding. Right?
But he really was good.
But he was really good.
Yeah.
And he sold, you know, he ended up winning the thing. And he,
wow.
You know, has sold a bunch of albums and stuff. And good on him. He was great. I think they were just trying to do that again. And they found this way weird, ugly lady who could kind of sing, which she can, and they just produce the shit out of it.
It's almost like they're all about the ratings.
Yeah, you think? You think? If Simon Cowell into ratings and money?
This is the song that I would sing. I'm drunk, but I'm sober. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm naked and I'm wrestling.
Baby.
In jello.
Yeah.
Wait, is that line not in there? Oh my god.
Yeah, somebody's gonna have to fill me in on that. Because I don't get it. But it is tearing up the internet right now.
I'll be no help, unfortunately. Tearing listener, do your part.
We'll have to make a link. I'm writing it down.
Right next to Netflix.
Speaking of nuts, were you teabagging with the rest of the conservative party this weekend? Jesus.
You guys.
Attention, news media. Stop calling a protest slang for balls in your mouth. Can you do that for me? Just this once?
It means something else. You guys.
God damn it.
Oh, man. Yes.
So, we haven't been very good with the 420 stuff this show. But it is time.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah.
Oh, good. It's actually 420 right now. I feel like we've been just waiting for it to actually happen.
That's
on
it.
The clock.
That's it.
You know. So
we are like Doug Benson in the movie that I saw this week. Super High Me. Have you heard of this?
I've seen it.
Have
seen
you?
It. Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
I liked it.
I felt like it kind of went flat. Like after a while, it's like, okay, we get it. Like it's
right, right. For those of you who don't know, this comedian got the idea from Super Size Me, clearly.
Yeah.
And he's a pot smoker, and for 30 days he didn't get high and he didn't drink alcohol. And they did all sorts of tests on him,
right.
And he took the SATs and did a bunch of things and health tests and all that stuff. And then, after those 30 days, the next 30 days, he was high all the time. And
like constantly.
Constantly. Except, like, in the middle of his sleep when he wasn't
and probably
moving.
Probably then, too.
Right. And he took the same tests and he did the same things. He actually scored better on his SATs, which I knew a kid in high school who did that. Pretty funny. But
gotta be relaxed.
I liked it. I thought it was good because it dealt, I guess the main purpose of the movie is to talk about the medical marijuana in California specifically,
right.
And how it's a state law, but it's against the federal law, so the DEA can roll in and just
crack
confiscate
skulls.
Everything. Yeah, crack skulls and people
like,
are screwed.
I have a business license.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Get on the floor.
It was great. It was good.
You,
so if you're looking for something to watch,
you with the cancer and you with the HIV, get your asses down on the floor. Keep your skinny hands where I can see them.
It's a good, if you're looking for something to watch on 420, I can recommend that. That's the marijuana-themed film of the week.
I like him as a comedian.
I do too.
He's got a real, I mean, obviously, like, you might expect that he's pretty relaxed while he's doing his stuff. And it's that kind of mellow delivery where he sort of surprises himself, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. He has a podcast. But
does
I'm not going to talk about it because that's our competition, damn it.
Son of a bitch.
No, he has a podcast called I Love Movies, I think.
Oh, really?
Or something like I Like Movies or I Love Movies. Yeah, does pretty well, rates pretty highly.
He's good buddies with a lot of the people who are in the Upright Citizens Brigade, which was a show that if you aren't aware of, you really need to see it. Amy Poehler, who's got that new Parks and Recreation that's on, like before The Office now, that's where I first saw her. Years ago, they had a show on Comedy Central, The Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Doug Benson was on Cairo this afternoon.
Really?
Because he was
he's in town.
Performing at the Moor, I think.
Yeah, yep.
Was it tonight?
Yeah, it's today the 18th.
I wonder if any of the listener were there.
Ooh.
If you saw Doug Benson at the Moor,
call us.
Hit us up.
Call the voicemail.
And if you have no idea who he is, you could also call us up about that.
Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man? He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bebop. Oh, bring it back.
Say what? Oh, cause I'm high.
And what a cluck at, cuz.
Don't sell none of these motherfucking albums, cuz. Let's go back to Marshall Durbin and hang some more chickens, cuz. Fuck it. Fuck the corporate world, biatch!
Hey guys, this is Sarah. So I noticed you have been talking about, like, things that have been happening in cars and stuff, or things that have happened while you're in cars or something like that. I don't know. So I decided it's time to tell you about the time I hit a porta potty. I had mono and I was leaving this boy's house who I probably should not have been making out with because I had mono, but whatever, if he gets it, that's his problem. And I was leaving his house and driving with my knees, and my car is a stick shift, and I'm like trying to shift, put on my seatbelt, find my cell phone, and I end up losing control of my car, like my knee slips and it turns the wheel, then I step on the gas, and I don't have my seatbelt on, so I fly out of my seat, I break the center console off, and I'm like falling over into the passenger seat, and all of a sudden I look up, and there's this giant porta potty at the end of this person's driveway, and I hit the porta potty, and the porta potty just like picks up in the air and flies backwards into the garage door, but lands like perfectly right in front of the garage door. And I sit there for a second and I go, fuck. And I look around and like all their lights turn on, and I'm just like, I gotta get out of here. So I back out of the driveway and I just book it down the road, and I'm like, I'm so lucky that I did not just go through the garage door.
I'll tell you what, my friend.
What's that?
There's a segment that we have on the Grapes of Rad that really gets me going.
Gets your blood pumping.
You know what I'm saying?
Gets your ire up.
I get one hand on the mic and one hand on this bullhorn, and I raise my fist against the man.
I rip the mic, rip the stage, rip the system.
I was born to raise a fist against him. Actually, what I'm sort of doing is more complaining about how stupid people are and awful things that happen.
Mm.
And it's something that we call That's Messed Up.
That's Messed Up.
Police do not know how a burglar managed to get into Roger Massey's apartment in Des Moines, Iowa. Massey told police he locked his door, but there was no sign of a forced entry. According to a police report, the burglar urinated in his bathtub, kitchen sink, and on a sack of potatoes. Nothing appeared to be missing from the apartment, and police have no suspects.
I had what? That one set aside, and at the last minute, I didn't take it.
Oh.
And so someone broke into your home, but there's no sign of forced entry, even though the door was locked. They then peed in your bathtub, your sink, And your potatoes.
And on a sack of potatoes you had lying around. And left! What?
So awesome.
First of all, that's a lot of piss. Unless you're talking about the bathroom sink and you happen to have a sack of potatoes
right.
in your bathroom.
You can kind of jump
which
sideways.
Would be odd.
Maybe he brought the potatoes into the bathroom. He's planning ahead.
Like... And I love that they didn't even take anything. They took nothing. They came in, pissed all over the place, and left. And nobody has any idea who it was.
I've got this solved.
Ooh.
There was a 19-year-old gentleman who fell asleep on someone's couch a few weeks ago during That's Messed Up. I believe this was him. He was urinating everywhere when he realized what was about to happen was he was about to pass out. Much as I did a week ago.
That's right.
2 weeks ago now. And he ran from the apartment.
Oh, Jesus. This is so messed up.
Oh, no. An apparently distressed passenger aboard a small charter flight Wednesday night to Cambridge Bay, Nunavut, Canada, forced open the aircraft's door and leapt to his death.
I'm sorry, what?
They're in this small plane. They're in this small, like, charter plane. There's,
right?
like, one or two pilots, two passengers. The guy's getting upset. They're trying to calm him down, and he's like, fuck you guys. He just busts the door open, which is apparently physically really difficult.
Yeah!
Because they were at 23,000 feet.
Yeah!
Fully pressurized.
Yeah!
Pressurized, like, cabin.
What?
Dude busts the door open, just jumps out of the plane. And the three guys are just left sitting there like,
what?
Where'd that dude go? Like, I was taking a leak and there was four people here. I came back and the door's gone and one of the dudes is gone. Like, where'd that fucking dude go? We're at 23,000 feet. How is there one less person on this tiny airplane? Well, he got upset. And just jumped out. He jumped out of an airplane. What the fuck, dude?
Oh my god.
I don't know what the town is like that he was heading to, but it could not have been that
no,
bad.
No, it's not that bad, dude. It's not that bad.
Need some video prosec.
How do you...
That's a long fall, too.
That does not
like,
compute.
That's easily, like, a 2 minute free fall. Like, ah,
I am speechless. What
like,
are you
the
doing?
Guy undoes his seatbelt, and you're like, hey, chill. Like, chill out. Like, whatever's wrong, we'll work it
what
out.
What could you possibly be upset about? Like, no peanuts or what? Like, really?
The unexpectedness of this action is what is just real. Like,
it's just, against the laws of nature.
He just opened the door.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. This guy had to have been on PCP.
That guy just jumped
on PCP.
Out of the airplane.
PCP.
I was sitting here with a guy and he jumped out. So messed up, dude.
I was watching the new Paul Rudd movie on my laptop with my headphones in.
I was playing.
And next thing I know,
I was playing Sudoku.
Yeah.
And then this dude jumps out of the airplane. They had to take evasive, like, they had to dive because the, you know.
Yeah, the pressure.
Yeah. It's a little plane, but.
Oh, wow. Dude, that is messed up. Okay. This comes from listener Brendan.
Nice.
He was referring to how we talked about the Ursa Major Awards are coming up in Spokane. And if listener Seth is in town, because he works out of town a lot. He travels
Indeed.
For his job. But if he's in town, we want to dress him up like a squirrel.
Secret agent.
And send him to these furry awards that these crazy people have. The Finch Arboretum in Spokane, Washington, is being overrun by ground squirrels. And Spokane Parks and Recreation is bringing in some special artillery.
Oh, no.
The agency is using a special machine called the Rodinator Pro.
No.
To detonate some of the estimated 100 to 150 squirrels tearing up the ground. The Rodinator Pro pumps propane and oxygen into the tunnels of squirrels and then sends an electric spark that causes an explosion. The shockwaves kill the squirrels and collapse their tunnels. But in a humane way, the agency said.
Dude, I'm gonna throw up. It's like a potato gun. It's like a potato gun for squirrels. It's,
exactly
it's a
like
squirrel gun. I didn't know squirrels had tunnels. Propane?
Spokanimal, which is the local animal shelter and humane society chapter, was caught by surprise by Monday's announcement. Quote, "You're kidding." Director Gail Mackey said when she learned the news. The Parks Department is warning area residents that it plans to blast squirrels all week and to not be alarmed by noises that sound like gunshots.
I smell vermin poontang. And the only good vermin poontang is dead vermin poontang.
Gas bombs were tried in the past but were not effective, the agency said. The company that makes the Rodinator Pro is based in Midvale, Idaho, and promises on its website that it protects, or that its product is effective against, quote, the saber-toothed gopher.
No shit effective. Like, keep your kids indoors.
What is happening?
Listener Seth, if you are in your squirrel costume, go nowhere near
the
Finch
the
Arboretum.
Get out of the Finch Arboretum. Or, listener Seth,
charge him.
Get an early deposit on that squirrel cot. Go try it out. see if it works for you. And hang out at the Arboretum.
Oh.
And just like with like Bandito bullet straps and just like
a machete.
You're like Rambo squirrel, like this giant nightmare squirrel.
The guys are like, "Do you see that?" He's like running from tree to tree, like, I think I just saw a 150-pound squirrel.
You would make the news. You would make the news. You might make national news.
Dude, you need to do this. You need to dress up like a squirrel and just go run around.
And just hang out at the Finch Arboretum.
Dude, my eyes hurt. Like, I can't believe that's real.
They are blowing up squirrels.
I can't believe it's a real story. What's the product called again?
The Rodinator Pro.
Rodinator.
That's messed up.
Dude, Myrtle Creek, Oregon. A driver who hit a teenage boy with her car, knocking him up onto the hood and into the windshield.
Mm.
Gave him $5 and asked him not to tell on her before fleeing the scene.
What?
According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. The victim told the deputy he was walking down a city street around 6 p.m. when a white Honda sedan with California plates hit him from behind. The victim said the female driver got out of the car and handed him a $5 bill, then asked him not to tell on her. The woman got back into her car and drove away. The sheriff's office said the victim felt fine until about an hour after the incident when he began having severe pain in his back, tailbone, and left knee.
No shit. You were just hit by a car.
What the fuck am I gonna do with $5? What? Like, I can't buy anything with $5.
No.
I can't go to the movies.
I can buy a sandwich at Subway.
Maybe. With if there was no tax.
It's Oregon, no tax.
Hey.
Solid.
Thank you, Oregon. Can you imagine? You just get, I mean, you just get the shit knocked out of you by a car. You're laying on the ground like, and the lady picks you up and says,
here.
Here's $5. Huh?
What does she expect? Like Ren and Stimpy? Like $5? Like,
another thing I like about this story is how, as a teenager, you can do, like, you can fall off of buildings and stuff and just be like, that was cool. And then, like, an hour later, I had to take some aspirin.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Because this guy's just like, I guess I'm okay. Like, well, I guess I'll go get a bean burrito with my $5. I'll get a bean burrito and one of those single packets of Advil that they sell at the gas station.
Oh, shit.
Mm. California.
Mm. Here's a marijuana-related story for you. Jonathan James Sweat, 18, is accused of crashing an SUV into a large window at the state attorney's office early Tuesday. And reportedly told police he was not drunk at the time. Instead, he claimed he had been smoking marijuana. In Sweat's arrest report, Officer Steve Carter noted that Sweat failed 3 sobriety tests. He was taken to the police department for observation and breath tests, which did not show any indication of alcohol. So he's in the clear, right? You can't, I'm not under the influence of alcohol, clearly.
Hey, should be fine.
Carter then said that Sweat spontaneously, quote, stated I wasn't going to be able to arrest him for DUI because he hadn't been drinking. All he did was smoke some marijuana.
You guys, you got nothing.
Fucking cops.
You got nothing on me.
Fucking cops.
I totally drove through that window.
You don't even know. You don't even know.
A teacher from my intro to law class was explaining to the class, which is about half people from other nations, don't talk to the police.
Ever.
Don't
say nothing.
Talk to the police.
Say nothing.
They've got 3 words, and you need to hear them. Don't talk to the police.
You have the right to remain silent. Hey, Sweat. Don't offer up that information. That is unnecessary.
Yeah. They must have been able to tell you. Well, way to go, dude.
Genius.
Way to go. Another SUV story.
Okay.
Couple in their SUV are crushed in a parking lot in Arizona.
Mm.
They had to be cut out of the vehicle, the jaws of life and everything.
Parking lot? Jeez.
They survived, but had broken bones and stitches.
Okay.
What happened?
I can't imagine.
What happened? They're in an SUV. It must have been pretty awful. Yeah. Did a boulder, like, fall down the side of a cliff?
That's what I'm imagining.
Or was it the golden arches from the McDonald's sign?
Stop it.
That blew off during a windstorm and landed on their car? We have the image on grapesofrad.com.
Ooh.
The golden arches have sailed down from the heavens.
No.
And have lain their wrath upon thee,
no.
SUV driver.
No.
Huge. Huge golden arches. They cut the lid off this thing. It's peeled back like a sardine can.
Damn it, dude. I wonder if they were like health nuts and they're like, we don't eat a McDonald's. That shit'll kill you.
The McDonald's came out and gave him $5 to not tell anybody. This is a $5 gift certificate. These are Egg McMuffin.
This is good.
Gift certificate. Do you remember those? They look
good for
like
a hot apple pie.
They look like checks, but they were you could trade them in for food?
No.
Yes. When I was a kid, and we would see like a homeless person outside of McDonald's, sometimes we'd get some of the
coupons.
McDonald's money.
Yeah. McCash?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Hey, I got another that's messed up, and it's a listener imported from listener Chris up in Vancouver, who we don't know, but he sent us an email through the website, the contact page. You fill out a little box in there.
Word.
Click send, and it comes right to us. And he sent us this following 911 tape.
Oh, no.
Police emergency.
Yeah, I have somebody here that says this is a robbery. Give me all your money now or call the police. I'm at the 7-Eleven at 39th and 32nd in Vernon.
7-Eleven?
Correct.
Any weapons?
Not that I can see. However, he's got a baseball hat, a hoodie, and another hood.
And he's there with you now?
He certainly is.
And he said, this is a robbery. Give me all your money?
Yes.
Or?
Would you like to speak to him?
Oh, I'll just talk to you.
No, I don't know. I don't know if he. I mean, I don't know. This is weird. I've never had this happen before.
Yeah, and usually they don't stick around.
Exactly.
Okay, so can you give me a description of him again? Is he Caucasian?
He is so. He appears to be, 19.
Oh,
he's 19.
God. Is he drunk?
I believe he's quite drunk. Are you quite drunk? No, he's not 185 pounds.
Okay, how tall is he?
How tall are you?
5'8".
How much do you weigh?
155.
Color is his hair?
What color is your hair?
Blonde
hair. Honey,
wow.
You said this is a robbery because...
It's a fucking robbery!
It's a different charge.
Don't give me the fucking money before I fucking snap!
Well, I'm not giving you any money.
Well, then fuck the cops. You're fucking my point.
Well, the cops are coming.
Well, then you're a fucking foreigner. I'm gonna shoot fucking motherfuckers.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else is in there with you?
Well, I have one customer, and I have two other employees. I'm not sure. Is there anybody in the bathroom?
What, did he tell you his name?
What's your name? She wants to know your name.
He won't give you his name. Okay.
No.
I was just trying. Okay. We've got a bunch of units on the way here.
Okay. Can I ring this customer through? This has never happened to me before.
Yeah, I just hang tight. For a minute.
Worst robber ever.
And he's standing right by the cash there?
Yep. Actually walking toward the front doors now. And here's the police. Okay.
Perfect.
Do I hang up now?
Okay, I'll just let you go and you can talk to the police officers there, okay?
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Dude, you're doing it wrong. That is the most wrong it has ever been done.
What?
I don't know, dude.
I know. Imagine. So put yourself in my shoes. It's the middle of the week, and I get this email from somebody I don't know, and like, hey, I listen to your show, like, it's really funny, like, I have this thing you might be interested in. All right, sure, send it to me. And that is it.
That was amazing.
Thank you, Chris.
Any idea where that happened? That must have been a small town or something, right?
Yeah, it was somewhere in Canada. I don't know where.
We love the listener imported content. Oh,
love it.
Listener, thank you for sending us stories. We love all of them. We don't put them all on the show because we have so much stuff to kind of wade through. Listener Mary and listener Wade have both sent me news links that are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we don't put one on, you know, just keep sending them. Just up your game a little bit.
We might.
You know. I
might sit on something for a little bit.
I probably won't. Maybe you just need to send some better stuff, but still.
Oh, that's messed up.
What do you do as a police officer? How do you keep the tone of like seriousness? How do you not just get out of your car and be like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
You don't. You don't. You look at him and you go, dude, what the hell are you doing?
No, you know it's a small town. The guy's going to get out and be like, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about this last weekend. Don't go into the convenience
Stop
store.
Stop getting drunk.
And tell him to give you your money or call the police. You can't threaten the clerk with any phrase that ends in
or call the police.
Your choices are either do what I'm saying
or have me taken out of here by law enforcement.
Or now if you're getting robbed, you can say get out or I'll call the police. Right. But if you're robbing, you can't say or call the police.
What? Exactly. What is this world we live in?
Thank you, Canada.
Thank you for listening, listener. You know, this is a free show.
That's right.
But what can you do as a listener to support these grapes? You could tell a friend. You could subscribe. You could call the voicemail. You could tell a friend to call the voicemail.
Whoa.
Find someone who's never heard the show before and have them call the voicemail.
I would love that.
Whoever does that wins.
I would love that.
That's an automatic win.
Guys, we are looking forward to hearing from you. Call the voicemail this week. We need some. I want to hear some stories. Some how-tos would be nice, but just do your thing, man.
I'll give you a couple options. You can call the voicemail, or you can call the police.
We're going to be putting a page up sometime this week with the vocab and some maybe suggestions for the voicemail. How about that? Some tips.
Nice.
Before we go, I want to, on a somber note, I want to talk about something that happened this week. I'm from Philadelphia. It's where I grew up. It's where I spent my first 18 years in this world. And every summer, I would listen, watch, go to, and see the Phillies play baseball. And every one of those games was called by a guy named Harry Callis. He's been the voice of the Phillies since 1971, and he died this week. Which, for those of us in Philadelphia, he was a really important part of, I'd say, our summers. I mean, you walk down the street and the windows are open and radios and TVs are all blaring with this guy's voice. You might know him from NFL Films. He was the guy who did all that gridiron drama. And he was a completely upstanding dude. He was a great guy. And I myself am pretty bummed that he's not around anymore. But a big RIP to Harry. He died suddenly in the booth.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of passed out in the booth, and they took him to a hospital. I'm not sure exactly where we lost him, but he died in the booth, which I heard that he said that's how he wanted to go out. So, yeah. So he did.
That's the way I want to go, man.
I hear you.
On the job.
On this microphone.
Listener, thank you for joining us. This was show number 29. This was The Grapes of Rad.
Wake up the doll and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Yeah. walking down the hall faster than a cannonball. Where we
Bye.